ABC Radio Australia.
Now, as campaigning in Solomon Islands heats up, the country's relations with China have become a hot topic of debate. Opposition politicians have said they want to cut ties with China and return to diplomatic relations with Taiwan. But Prime Minister Manasseh Songavare's Our Party has hit out at political rivals, saying any change of status would lead to China imposing trade sanctions on the country's main exports, round logs. Politician Peter Kenneth-Laurier Jr. from the United Party says the threat sounds like a bullying tactic.
Trade sanctions and all of that, I mean, that's perhaps the normal course of response that Communist China has for any country. It's not just Solomon Islands. Australia went through that as well when questioning of the origins of COVID. Next thing you know, there was no beef, no wine, you know, being exported to China. So that is the normal modus operandi. So I'm not surprised by that at all. But to do that to a small country like Solomon Islands, we're heavily dependent on China for our trade. They have been, and I think still are, our biggest trading partner. Our logs, most of our logs go there. Much of our GDP based on the logs, we're heavily dependent on that. Much of our retail sector as well. There's imports as well from China. So we are dependent in terms of trade. And that is why I'm very concerned about the over-dependency. You know, the fact that the security deal was also signed. So it meant that we were also now becoming dependent, not just economically, but security-wise. Many of these countries in the world, China is their number one trading partner, but they don't have security agreements with China. There's a balance. You have to keep that balance. For us, I don't see that balance anymore. And that's when you become dependent, then you become vulnerable, and vulnerability doesn't lead to any development when you're vulnerable, and the relationship is just based on vulnerability and an uneven partnership by a very powerful country with a small island country that's least developed as well. It sort of sounds a bit like a bullying, you know. It's a bullying, a threat given out to a small country by a much bigger country. I don't think there's any way to describe it from how you are saying that this is a bullying tactic that's come in. And if that's the case, then, you know, that's something we'll have to deal with. And we'll go international with this and make everybody know that a small island country is being bullied by one of the superpowers, so they claim. Well, they claim to be a superpower when it suits them, and then when it becomes another thing, they say they're a developing country. So you don't know where they sit, where their real positions are, and that's disingenuous, you know, for a partner who can't even tell us whether they're a developed country, a superpower, or a developing country. And it's a kind of a crazy situation to be in. But that is a normal modus operandi, I would say, in terms of China doing what they do when they want to get their way. And it's unfortunate, but that's the reality.